This is a recast of the 3700-word piece, Deep Reinforcement Learning, DRL, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
So the article focuses on deep reinforcement learning, DRL. This is a fascinating area of artificial intelligence that combines the principles of reinforcement learning with the powerful modeling capabilities of deep neural networks.
DRL aims to teach computers or robots how to learn by trying out different actions and selecting the optimal ones based on feedback from their environment. This methodology enables machines to solve complex problems and operate in environments that were previously considered too challenging.
The roots of reinforcement learning go back to the 1950s when scientists began exploring the potentials of computer-based learning systems. The integration of deep learning into reinforcement learning, leading to DRL, however, has its origins in the 2010s.
Indeed, a critical milestone in the development of DRL was Google DeepMind's introduction of the DeepQ networks, DQN, in 2013. It was the first to demonstrate that a reinforcement learning agent could outperform human players in various Atari games by learning directly from raw input pixels.
DRL has established itself as a key tool in modern technology, with a growing list of applications demonstrating its versatility and effectiveness. It allows machines to learn complex manipulation and navigation tasks through trial and error, leading to more efficient and autonomous systems.
It's also used in autonomous vehicles to develop safer and smarter decision-making processes by enabling vehicles to learn from interacting with their environment. Besides, DRL finds application in the gaming industry, where it's used to train AI agents capable of challenging and surpassing human players in complex games.
Reinforcement learning, RL, is an area of AI concerned with how software agents should act to maximize the amount of rewards they receive in a given environment. Unlike other learning methods where a model is trained based on examples, an agent in RL learns through interacting with its environment, trying out actions, and gaining experiences from these actions.
Key concepts in RL include the agent, environment, reward, strategy or policy, state, and action. An agent is the learning or decision-making subject that carries out actions through observations and interactions with the environment.
The environment provides feedback on the agent's actions in the form of states and rewards. A reward is a feedback signal from the environment telling the agent how well it performed a particular task. The objective of the agent is to select its actions so that the summed reward over time is maximized.
A policy is essentially an algorithm or rule that tells the agent what to do in different situations, while a state represents the snapshot of the environment at a specific point in time. The state information is what the agent perceives about the environment to decide on the next action.
Now let's talk about deep learning, a subdiscipline of machine learning which has established itself as a powerful tool in developing intelligent systems. By leveraging deep neural networks, it can recognize and interpret complex patterns in large amounts of data.
Neural networks are inspired by the structure of the human brain and consist of layers of neurons or nodes that are interconnected. Each neuron in a network receives input signals, processes them, and sends signals to subsequent neurons.
There are different architectures of neural networks, such as feedforward networks, FFNs, which are suitable for simple classification and regression tasks. There are also convolutional neural networks, CNNs, that are effective in image and video analysis, and recurrent neural networks, RNNs designed for processing sequential data like time series or natural language.
The integration of deep learning into DRL has made it possible to process high-dimensional inputs directly and learn complex strategies. It automates the feature extraction process, allowing the agent to learn directly from raw sensor data or images, leading to improved performance and flexibility.
Overall, DRL has revolutionized the field of AI by allowing the development of agents capable of mastering complex, human-like tasks in a variety of complex environments. It allows for automatic feature extraction and can process complex inputs, making it applicable in areas like visual perception and natural language processing, where traditional RL methods fail.
Despite the impressive capabilities of DRL, there are several challenges to be addressed, such as stability and convergence, exploration versus exploitation, scalability and generalization, security, and robustness of DRL systems.
DRL is increasingly used in robotics to teach robots how to navigate, manipulate, and interact with the real world. In autonomous vehicles, it enables the development of control systems capable of making complex decisions in real time, leading to safer and more efficient transport systems.
In natural language processing, NLP, and machine vision, DRL helps develop models that exhibit human-like abilities in understanding language and images. In NLP, DRL can contribute to creating chatbots and virtual assistants that conduct more natural and fluent conversations.
Lastly, DRL is being used for energy management and promoting sustainable development practices. It helps analyze and optimize energy consumption patterns, leading to more efficient energy systems. It can contribute to balancing supply and demand in real time in smart grids and use renewable energy sources more efficiently.
The diverse applications of DRL underscore its potential to have a profound impact on our society and economy. By enabling machines to learn from their environment and make intelligent decisions, DRL opens new paths for innovation and efficiency improvements in nearly every sector.
That's it for today.